Hey, welcome to the Preacher Pod. This is a podcast about the mountaintop experiences as well as all those battles we have with Satan down in the valleys of our life. I'm your host, Robin Siders, and I'm here with my cohort and host, my compadre, my wife, Jamie Siders.
Hello.
Listen, we want to share with you about all of our experiences in ministry and family and life. I, for one, have been around a long, long time, and I've witnessed a lot of stuff. And so with that, I and we want to share with you what we've learned through the years, how we can do better at life, do a better job living for Jesus, and ministering to the people that God has put into our lives. So, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sleepy tonight.
You're sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And it's not...
It's only 6:30.
Yeah, it's not really nighttime now.
Sun is up. How many times have I gotten on a podcast and said that?
Yeah, I'm tired. Every time.
We'll go
back and check and see. So
it's probably true.
Well, since last month, let's see what has happened since last month. We went to the Ark. We talked about that.
Yep.
But since then, I got to speak at the Missouri Christian Convention.
Yeah,
a long time
that was
since
so cool. Yep. Yeah,
I think I was a main speaker there and. 2017.
Okay.
I think that's when it was. And then we haven't been back because we just forget.
Yeah, forget about it, honestly.
So
it was great, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was really good.
I was
yeah.
a part of
Enjoyed
the
it.
Pre-convention, which was, you know, talking to pastors and working with them. So we heard some good stuff there, some encouragement stuff and some testimony stuff from some guys. And I'll throw out, we heard a great thing from Andrew Kirshner.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did a great job.
He did.
And his wife was there,
yeah.
Kim.
I love Kim.
Yeah,
she's awesome.
So, hey, you guys, we'll give you a shout-out for that. You did a great job, and we appreciate that. What you had to say, the open and honest honesty about life. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, life is hard.
Life is hard.
And we are all imperfect humans.
Yes, we are. So, and that's what we wanted to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
We wanted to try to help you because, you know, everybody, you know, that's one of the things. You are not alone
right.
in the world with your pain.
Right.
And with all the problems you've got going on.
Yep.
So, you know, we just want to remind you as we get into this, we want to give you maybe some tips. If you've got pen and paper or that you, if you're riding in your car or your truck or wherever you're at, that when you get home
not
or
your
get
bicycle.
Your place, not your bicycle, that'd be kind of, well, you could be riding your bicycle.
That'd be kind of hard to do, though.
Well, I'm not, what do you mean? And listen.
To write?
Well, don't write. I don't want you writing while you drive.
Gotcha. Yeah, don't write while you drive either.
Yeah, that's something I do. So,
you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. But when you get to wherever you're going, you know, you might re-listen or write down these ideas that we want to give to you. But one of those things that we learned at the convention, that's why I said that, just one of the things, I'm looking back at my notes here real mm-hmm. quick.
You took great notes.
Yeah, one of the things is, you know, we're not alone. And we have to remember that. If we're going to renew our minds, if we're going to overcome what's going on in our lives, we've got to realize we are not in this alone.
Yeah, and I think so many times... that we feel like, why is this happening to us? Why is this happening mm-hmm. to me?
Yeah.
Why is God allowing this to happen to me? And we can't think of life that way. Everyone has very difficult things they go through in life.
Yes.
Whether
yeah.
we know about it or not, there are people that do.
Instead of asking the why, maybe we should say, okay, God, what do you want from me right now? What am I supposed
what
to
now?
Do?
What now? What's next?
What's now? Yeah. And stick with that.
Yes.
What is going on? And in the middle of tragedy, when there is no hope or answers coming from anybody else in this world, then we know that this is a special opportunity and time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry I didn't share with you. I'm going to share with you right now. I got a text tonight, and here's another shout out to Ronnie and Sharon Buster.
Woohoo! We got to see them, too.
We got to see them. I mean, he is my mentor. Mm-hmm. He is the guy that really, man, just encouraged me for mm-hmm. a long time and set me up for success in the ministry and serving God by what he taught me, how he worked with me, what he shared with me. But you got to talk to Sharon.
I did, and it was so awesome. Yeah. And you want to know what she said to me?
Just a second. Let me set this up.
Okay,
I'll let you
set it up.
When I had talked to Andy Greek, had supper with him, we talked about, hey, Ray, if Andy shares this with you, we're praying for you.
Yes.
Ray Greek out there.
Yes, Ray.
Andy's brother. And I told Andy to share this
okay.
with what Sharon had told you.
Right.
I told Andy to share this. Then today, I teach a class. I teach a Bible study for veterans. And so today we're in just the very first three verses of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And okay. I told them what Sharon told you.
Yes.
Because, you know, the people there in Hebrews, the writer's writing to encourage them, you don't quit, you don't give up. And now he or she comes to this this 12th chapter after the 11th chapter, and then therefore is that we're looking back at all of these people.
All the heroes.
We have such a great cloud of witnesses.
We do.
Run the race
right.
with perseverance, endurance, don't give up. And so that's when I said the race, any race won is a race that you had to train for. Nobody just walked out there and won.
Right.
That is something you trained hard and long for. Mm-hmm. You worked, you faced a lot of failures. A lot of times things messed up, but you kept going. Endurance won the race.
Exactly.
And so we were talking to Ronnie and Sharon, mm-hmm. and you were talking to Sharon mm-hmm. specifically because she was talking to you about all the things that have gone on to us over the last 3 years.
Right, right.
You know.
She said to me, I want you to know that the more things and the harder things you go through, the louder your voice is.
Wow. And so that's what I shared with Andy yeah. the other night to share. Yeah. Ray, if you're listening to any of you that you're going through some dark, hard time in your life right now, your voice for God, your voice mm-hmm. is the loudest mm-hmm. when we're struggling.
Yes. We're going through hard things. Yeah. We have such an opportunity to let God work through our life
yes.
and to let him do for us.
Yes.
Because you can't do it on your own.
You cannot.
And it's crazy because you just have this sense of peace.
Yeah.
Or I know you have, that you cannot explain to anyone.
No, you can't. You sure can't.
Right when you're in the middle of all of it, he just gives you this great peace.
Yeah.
And the strength, and he guides you. His Holy Spirit does. Yeah. So
I said, so that
pretty
would
phenomenal.
Be phenomenal. That would be number one. That we would want to tell you tonight is that as you go through pain, because we are all going to go through it.
Yes.
Just remember your voice is the loudest at that point in time. And so our tendency, our natural fleshly self is to give up or to cry out to God, where are you? What are you doing? Maybe God is wanting to speak the loudest while you're struggling.
Yes.
So number one thing you have to realize, I'm looking back at my note here, what I wrote, is that we have to realize, if I can find it, wherever I put it.
You can't do it on your own.
Can't do it on your own. You got to have God.
That's it. That's number one.
You got to have God.
You've got to have God. You've got to have his presence with you, his spirit, and you've got to be praying and seeking him.
Yes.
You can't do it on your own. Cannot. And you need people. You do.
You do. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah.
That it means God, that you've got to have God, but also with that, you've got to have people around you. So, you know, today one of the testimonies at the Bible study was Charlie Tutu that we work with. Basically, last week, 2 weeks ago, they had a big fishing trip. Mm-hmm. And I got to meet with one of the guys before he left to go lead it and pray with him. Well, you know, there was a guy there, another veteran that is really struggling. But one of the things that he had done, this veteran that was struggling, he had isolated himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to do are down and depressed and things aren't going your way and you just want to crawl in a hole. You don't want one more thing to go wrong.
That's right.
You just want to go into your closet, shut the door, shut the world out. You don't want to face people at work.
Yeah.
You don't want to face the people in your family, you know, your friends, whatever, because you don't want to talk about it anymore. You're just done.
Done, and you're hurting, whether it be physically or emotionally. You're scared.
Yeah.
All these things. And so that's what we want to encourage you. Number one, you've got to realize you can't do it without God.
That's right.
Can't do it without God. And you can't do it without other people. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you've got to trust, okay? You've got to trust that God has your back mm-hmm. in this. Mm-hmm. He has not left you alone.
Right.
He is not gone.
That's your word of the year, isn't it?
It's my word of the year, trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you feeling squeezed with that this
year? Well, I sure feel that, you know, well, it's the good thing of it is it comes up more and more into my mind and heart to be praying.
Sure, exactly.
So much about it that to realize that, you know, sooner or later into a situation is, wait a minute, trust. Mm-hmm. Just trust God with this. Yeah. Just trust God with this. Anything that knew that we were doing, just trust God.
Exactly.
Sometimes, you know, in a new ministry, to step back and go, just listen for a little while.
Yeah.
Just trust. And okay, God, I am new. I can see things sometimes because you're new that people have in our lives because we're in the middle of the storm, we're in the middle of the pain, we're in the middle of a fight of working for God. We don't have fresh eyes.
Right. That's hard.
But sometimes it's just to step back and go, okay, just listen for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just listen.
And it's so good because you can't even imagine the things you're going to learn mm-hmm. when you do that.
Oh, yeah. But trusting, you know, when we are going through things, it has been the one thing that we've tried to remember through cancer and through hearing the words brain tumor, through, you know, other
a
issues.
A heart attack.
Trust God. And I think I shared this in the last podcast that while I was in that pain, that great excruciating pain, never felt pain like that before, just things that were running through my mind. It's okay, God, I trust you. Mm-hmm. God, I love you. And you know where that all came from? That came from the daily, just to share with you guys, the daily meditation time I spend every morning.
Yes.
Every morning. I was able at that point in time to just simply let my mind in the midst of all that pain get my breath and say to God, I trust you. Mm-hmm. I trust you. I love you.
Sometimes when you're in those situations, it's hard for people to believe that God is good, though. Yes. And I think that's one of the things we have to decide that in our mind before we even mm-hmm. get out of bed in the morning.
Yes.
God is good.
That's right.
He's good no matter what. And as long as we trust that, then we can learn to trust him with our situation and our circumstances.
Yeah. Well, and you said that the key to that then, everybody, is we have to plan ahead and determine ahead of time that this is how we're going to react because right. here is a newsflash. Pain is coming your way.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
The storm is coming
Hard
your way.
Hard things are going to be there.
They're going to happen. And I think even in the church, what's bad for the church, we ought to be the example to the fact of when things come, we're ready. We've already determined what we're going to do and how we're going to act, but we always pray that nothing will happen.
We do. I do. I am so guilty of that.
You know, and so
I am so guilty of that.
You know, God, don't let that happen. Don't let that happen.
Yeah.
You know, and so when they happen, it's like our first thing is, well, you didn't answer my prayer.
Yeah.
And God is going, that's not a prayer that I can answer for
right,
you.
Right.
What I can do is give you the strength and the courage to get through that.
Well, and he has a plan, and his plans are good, mm-hmm. Whether we think they are in the moment or not.
Yeah. Yes.
So it doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. It doesn't mean that life's not going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt, but God will heal those hurts in you if you allow him the time to do that. And during the sabbatical, it's been really good for us to just have a slower time, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, we've still done things and gone places and stuff like that, but to have a slow down time has been really, really good and such a huge blessing, and I'm so thankful for that. Yeah.
One of the suggestions that someone had made to me once, don't plan out a bunch of stuff that you, like a to-do list thing that you got to do, because then if you don't get them done, you're going to be upset.
Yeah.
So that we're just talking sabbatical there. We're not talking about like
about everyday life. Yeah.
But just to do that, to let life kind of come at us.
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's number two. I hope you got number one. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to have God with you. However you want to write that down. Trust that God has your back. Mm-hmm. I wrote that one down. That's the way I like that. God's got your back.
He does.
No matter what. Third of all, live daily for
and Jesus, with Jesus.
And with Jesus. Live daily for and with Jesus.
So what does that look like practically, if you think about it?
Well, you know, for me, for us now, we both do it. We get up, we take a shower, make sure we're awake, we get ready enough, And I sit down and I have through the Wild at Heart app of the pause, mm-hmm. the 1 minute pause. Mm-hmm. I spend time every day meditating and praying that God will take, I try to give him everything of the day, everything I'm going to do today, the study that I was going to lead, I gave it to him. I prayed, God, this is yours. The people that I knew I would be meeting today, in a couple of meetings, I'm giving them to you. Mm-hmm. They are yours. I want to forget about yesterday as far as the troubles and the things of yesterday. God, that's yours. Mm-hmm. It's all yours. It's done. That was yesterday. I have a new life to live today. And then just, today to begin to meditate today that my heart, my mind, my body is the temple of the living God.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that's who I am. And by that, being that temple, I have one priority, and that is to bring glory to God mm-hmm. through my temple. So that led me to write at the top of my notes for the study before we get going, guys, is we need to pray for glory for God. So, I asked them to share a couple of testimonies, a couple of answers to prayer that's going on in their lives, things that they've seen God do in their lives so that we could praise God and glorify God there together and then move into the lesson,
good.
At that point in time.
Good way to start it.
And then just the daily, reading and reminding of myself that I am the temple of God, constantly, constantly, constantly trying to do that. Mm-hmm. You said before, we were just kind of talking, so I'm going to steal your thunder here a little bit, and then you can jump on it, that
right. We
really don't take seriously that we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds.
And all our strength.
All our strength.
And we don't. I mean, I know that it's in some of the studying and reading I've been doing this past week, how easy it is to just go through the motions of life and think that if I'm not stealing, or if I'm not lying, or I'm not committing adultery, or I'm not killing someone, then, I've pretty much got life under control. But that's not where it's at.
No.
Yeah, it's loving God, and I've been asking him daily to open my heart more to what he wants from me and for me, and to give me more desire for his word and for learning and for getting through this time of where I'm tired.
Yeah.
I just admit that I'm tired, and so it's been a little bit of a battle the last month, and I say this, I don't know if it's anything to do with the brain tumor or not, but the tiredness I've had has just increased. And so I'm trying to not let that get me down.
Yeah.
And I am asking God and trusting him that he is going to supply that for me. Mm-hmm. And it is the greatest thing that I can do is to love him more than anyone or anything. Or comfort, or my wishes, or my plans, or my desires, or my hopes.
Yeah.
And so that's where I've been recently in my study. And we have a life group, prayer warrior people.
Oh yeah.
That I'm very thankful for. And
well, that goes down to that. Let's get to that next then.
Okay.
Number four, we'll jump right over. I was going to tell a story, but I'll go over here because here's number four. You need to write down. Life is lived best in community.
Yep, for sure.
So,
and that's not anything new. That's not a new phrase. That's just true. It's
that's
true.
That's Acts.
There's no better way to say it.
That's Acts, the second chapter. Yeah. That's the book of Acts. Community. They established a brand new community. It's one of the facts, I believe, of the historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. A new community was born. Mm-hmm. It was called the church.
That's right.
And so we need each other.
Right. And we are supposed to bear one another's burdens.
Yes.
We are.
Yeah.
And so that means, and maybe that's where some of this comes from. That's where you do get tired because you to empathize with someone else, you have to put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
That means you think, how are they feeling through this? What are they feeling? How would I feel if I was going through that? Yeah. And empathy is it's a hard thing. I think because it is exhausting.
Oh, it's exhausting.
And I'm not saying I'm no better than anyone, but I'm trying to focus more on that aspect of
Well,
of
to have life. Empathy, you have to give yourself.
Right.
You know, you start giving yourself to put yourself into the shoes, into the situation for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with that, you do a great job. You let me kind of lead on Wednesday nights, but you do a great job. So here's a suggestion. If you are in a life group or you're leading a life group, and this is hard work, every morning you send something.
Not every morning. Most mornings, not every morning.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I'm bragging on you.
Trust
I'm saying every morning.
Well, I appreciate you saying
that. The life group out there is going, no, it's every morning.
No, they know better.
Anyway, you put out something for us. I'm going to say every morning, so don't correct me. Every morning you put that out there. And so our life group talks or communicates every day together so that by the time we meet in person, sometimes there's not serious stuff we have to talk about.
Right, because everybody's already praying
and
all the things.
That's right.
And which is a beautiful thing, too, because I know. And it's not even just our life group. I have other friends that, I know I can ask them, and in a moment's notice, they're going to pray for a situation. I don't even have to give them all the details.
No.
They are praying. And so I am so thankful for our prayer warriors.
Yeah. So we want to encourage you out there that if you're part of a church and you're not in a group or with a group of
make
people.
Make a group.
Get together and say, hey, how about us four couples meet together every week, every other week at the least, okay? Not once a month, not enough.
Right,
every
you need
other
at
week.
Least twice
in
a month.
In this world, yeah, in this world, we need it every week. Use the technology God has given us for the good, for texting.
Here's a news flash for those of you that don't like text groups. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? That is the easiest, quickest way for any and all of us to probably communicate something like for prayer needs or things like that. And I don't expect everybody to comment or respond every day at all. I don't expect that.
No. What people usually do by the fact that they give you the check mark that they're praying, mm-hmm. or they just write back praying, they mm-hmm. write back, you know, what they're doing. We know they share these issues with other people. And then what happens when... and it keeps our life group, even if people can't come for a period of time, it keeps everybody connected.
It's so good.
Everybody then can share. Somebody may have not been able to be a life group for the month, but then they come up upon something or someone at their work needs prayer. They let us all know, and everybody's praying.
Yeah.
Everybody's connected.
There have been some really cool answers to prayers.
Yes, there has been.
And I'm going to say miracles.
Yes.
So.
And then, you know, with that, man, it just strengthens the group.
It does.
Like I said,
it strengthens us.
Yeah. It sure does. So, and the number five.
Okay.
Number five, this is what you got to keep doing. Keep telling your story.
Yeah. You may think, it's been heard so many times or I've said it so many times. I could say it backwards and in my sleep.
Yeah.
But somebody out there needs to hear your story.
That's right.
They need to know how God has worked in your life.
That's right. You know what? Because today, Thursday, for the first time in somebody's life, they got the phone call from the pathologist, from the doctor, and they said, hey, we're sorry to inform you, but the tumor is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor, here, we want you to come back in. Here's the date. And so they need to know that I've been through that. I heard that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to go through all those tests. I had the needle biopsy. I had the exploratory surgery. I had, you know, all the things. I went through rough chemo, and somebody today started chemo.
Yeah.
Somewhere they started it, and they're scared, and they need to know that, you know what, you can make it. You got
to
be strong.
And it's good for people to know that they're not the only one going through something at a specific time.
You know,
we all go through stuff.
We shared on the last one that, you know, I didn't really talk a lot. And I closed my eyes while I was going through the pain of my heart attack because I had heard before of people getting nauseated. And you know, but Jamie, how do I feel about nausea? I hate nausea.
You hate it. You will not let yourself throw up.
And so I kept my eyes closed the whole time. But in that, one of the thoughts that went through my mind is, hey, wait a minute. I'm one of those guys. I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what this is now. Yeah. After a week of weird things going on, me not wanting to go golfing in Florida in the middle of winter with 70 degree weather.
Weird.
I was laying there thinking through my mind, wait a minute. I'm having a heart attack. That's what this is. I am one of those guys now. So, you know, somebody needs to hear your story.
They do.
And you need to, we need to, we're only going to find joy. You talked to me about that. I'm going to tell you a story. I read today of a kindergarten teacher with, once she had been able to teach her pupils how to write their names, that she came in class one day, gave them all a balloon. Okay. Gave them all the same color balloon. So they all had red balloons.
Okay.
And gave them markers, and they blew up their balloons. She helped them tie them off. They got their balloons big and, you know, big. And then she had them write their names on their balloons. Then she took them and had them go to the door, and each one go to the door of the room and throw their balloon out into the hallway. And then once everybody had their balloons, she closed the door, and her instructions were, I want you to go. I'm going to give you 1 minute to go out there and find your balloon.
Oh, wow.
So they opened up the door, all the same color balloons, all first learning to write. They went out there, and they knew each other's names, and they knew how to write everybody's names. They could not find their own. She gave them 1 minute. So she came, brought them back in. Balloons are still out there. Then she said, this is what I want you to do now. I want you to go pick up a balloon, find the balloon, read the name, and then go take somebody's balloon to them. So they went out there, and they found other balloons, read the names, and then they would look up, and, you know, if I picked up Jamie's, I read Jamie, well, there's Jamie. And within a minute, everybody had their own balloons.
Wow.
And the point she told them as little kindergartners, and the point to us today, that see, when you're thinking of somebody else and you're trying to help somebody else, God will always bring joy to your life.
I love that. Always that is awesome. What a great story.
Yeah, that'll preach.
That will preach.
That'll be in a sermon.
Yeah.
People are going to hear that one from me. See, when we search for joy in the midst of pain, maybe we ought to serve other people. Jesus today, you know, I read in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, to these veterans. And it says these words, starting in Hebrews 12:2. It says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he's seated at the place of honor beside God's throne. Jesus looked beyond what he had to endure because of joy. He served us. His joy came from dying on that cross for me and for you. So if you're in the middle of pain, maybe number six would simply be this. Go serve somebody.
Yes.
Go serve somebody.
Look for an opportunity.
Look for an opportunity. So there you have it. We've got it today.
We do.
Now, people at the convention said they listened to our podcast, and they always said it's kind of funny. Robin's always asking Jamie what he's going to get for supper. So, hey, Jamie, it's 6:30. What are you going to get me for supper?
Well, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it?
Yeah, at Cantina.
You want to go to Cantina Bravo.
And taco about it.
And taco about it. Looks like I'm having tacos tonight. Hey, it's coming to that Easter season. We're here. We're in the middle of it. Pray about your church's services. Pray over your pastors. Pray over the churches in your community. Ask God to open up a door for you and invite one person. You know what? 70% of the people that aren't going to church out there are waiting for someone to come and ask them to go to church with them.
Do it.
And so do that.
I asked a little waitress
yesterday. Did, and I brought that up. Brought that up in a meeting I was at today, and they were... The youth minister thinks he knows who you were talking to.
Awesome.
Maybe so. You know,
she might. She said, I have some friends that go there.
Yeah, so that's what I told him. So she's pretty excited about that. But hey, we'll see you after Easter.
Robin will have his goggles.
I'll have my goggles. That's another story. We'll see tell you that later.
Bye.